Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. He is here to receive you just as you are. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths and let go of today as you come to know the presence and peace of your Heavenly Father. As you exhale, think about blowing away all of the stress and anxiety of your day. As you inhale, think about breathing in the goodness and grace of God. Blow out today's bad choices. Breathe in God's forgiveness. Let's draw near to Him now. Thank you, Father, that every day is a day of your grace and mercy. Thank you for your boundless love. I pray that you would open my eyes to see Jesus in a new way tonight. I pray for renewed understanding of all that He accomplished in His death and resurrection. Open my heart now to hear your word, I pray. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6 says, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." A sheep farmer was once training someone to shepherd a new little flock. He summed up the challenge by saying, "Sheep are the only animal in the world looking for the fastest way to die." It's not that sheep have a death wish. They just do what sheep do. They wander. They get themselves into all kinds of dangers simply by going their own way. Isaiah says that all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Instead of following the shepherd, we have turned to our own way. And we all need help from the shepherd of our souls, Jesus. He laid down His life for us so that we might become part of His own flock. No matter how far you have wandered from God, Jesus is always the way back. Reach out to Him in this reflective time. The Good Shepherd longs to rescue you and carry you home. Now, as we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in. And in and out. And in and out. Let's pray. Almighty God, what grace that you would reach out to me, a little lost sheep. So many times I have gone my own way and wandered into trouble, and I will no doubt do it again. Thank you that you have not left me to claw my way back to you. Please guide and protect me throughout my whole life. Lord Jesus, thank you for finding me in my sin and lostness and rescuing me. Thank you that you loved me enough to save me. Luke chapter 15 verses 3 to 6 says, "Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it up on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' Let's close with a final prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to stay in the center of your will for me. I do not want to stray from your path. Please help me to hear you and to listen so that I might enjoy all of the blessings of life with you. Bless me as I sleep tonight, and may I wake up refreshed and encouraged in my walk with you. Amen."